Welcome to We Are The Watchers.
This is episode 343. Top of the day to you, Tox.
Top of the day to you.
That was really hard.
I feel like I've missed out on something.
Oh.
342?
Two. Yes. Now starring Dale and Gary. Bow, thank you very much to those two for being there, giving you a week to watch whatever you wanted to or not watch anything.
Because I got a bit hooked and I refused to start anything new.
I get it.
Yeah.
So I get it. I totally get it.
Thanks, guys, for filling in while I obsess.
Indulge. Oh, yeah, obsess. Exactly. Both. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I've got a quiz for you today that is a wonderful homage.
I know. Oh, I know.
Yeah, okay.
I just got it.
Yeah. We'll be giving some watching suggestions, and I assume that one of them will be the thing that you were obsessed with the past couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. And I've watched a few things as well. Let's see which ones I talk about.
Okay.
Sorry. No, let me rephrase that sentence. Let's find out which ones I remember to talk about.
It's like Russian roulette.
It is, isn't it? Who knows?
It's like a watching suggestions raffle.
Yeah, raffle prize.
It's like legs 11 bingo.
Where suggestions are the winner is the win, is the prize. Okay, we need to get first into the thing that we like to call the meows. Thought that there would ever be some sort of nostalgia for the 1980s. Not us. For all the people living in this non-eventful and unobtrusive decade, it seemed like it would be forgotten in time, just like the 1340s. Was there even a 1340s? I don't know, I just said a bunch of numbers randomly. That's not the case, however, and the thirst for all things 80s is real. This is why we've compiled all the best and worst things from that era and put them into an exhibition. Hypercolor t-shirts, check. John Hughes movies, check. The singing of Come On Aussie, Come On, check. Bubble-O bills, check. Mullets, check. Finding out who shot JR, check. Barbie and the Rockers, check. Music videos on this thing called MTV, check. Disposable cameras, check. Cold War anxiety, not to be confused with 2020 anxiety, check. Come and immerse yourself in everything this colourful decade was all about. By the way, why did the 80s look down its nose at the 1970s for having really terrible fashion and colours? I mean, the 80s should come with a warning. The same way strobe lights and the sun do, can be dangerous for your eyesight if looked directly at. The 1980s Flashback Exhibition. Check it out in person or virtually today. Okay, we've got a few stories here. The first one I wanted to talk about was... earlier this week, we heard about the passing of Shannon Doherty. She died at the age of 53 after, wow, I feel like her battle with cancer was like 10 years or something.
Yeah,
it was a really long time. You know, so long that you thought, oh, she did it.
Yeah.
But.
Well, she did go into remission for a while and then it came back.
53 is not.
It's really young.
Yeah, it's not acceptable. And now. For people who are Beverly Hills 90210 fans, suddenly you've lost the two big stars.
It's a major gap, isn't it?
Shannon Doherty, Luke Perry, both died at early 50s. I think he was 50.
Crazy.
She's 53. Unbelievable.
She's one, you know, when you wake up and you open the news or you open social media, that was not one that I was expecting to see. I could really...
No.
Really blew me away. Not in a good way.
No. And I saw that, you know, I saw it where I thought I would see it, but then I saw it on ABC News TV, you know how that's 24 hours, and it was in the news cycle every hour, every half hour they were talking about it.
Well, she's a huge name of a generation.
Yeah, and when you think about the things that she's been in, don't think too hard right now because there's a quiz. So much.
Yeah.
It's not just Beverly Hills 90210.
No.
There are people who are probably massive fans of hers for other things that she's been
in.
And has been a part of. So, very sad to hear that she passed away. I did find it
lovely that there were some of her co-stars who had posted, you know, messages about her. Of course, I had to go straight to her twin brother.
Yes.
Brandon Walsh, a.k.a. Jason Priestley, he said he was shocked and saddened to hear about the passing of my friend Shannon. She was a force of nature and I will miss her, sending love and light to her family at this dark time. Brian Austin Green, Shan, my sister, you love me through everything. You were a big part of my understanding of love. I'll miss you more than I know how to process right now. Thank you for that, for the gift of you, which I thought was really nice.
They were really close, weren't they? Brian Austin Green.
I believe so. I think they off screen were the better friends. There's so many. There's so many. But I just wanted to also just jump onto Carol Potter, a.k.a. Mom.
Mrs. Walsh.
Exactly. Shocked and saddened by the news of Shannon Doherty's death. What a journey she's been on, gone too soon. Throughout, she stayed true to herself and gave us an example of courage and perseverance in facing her own death. May she rest in peace.
Chilling, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, these are messages that I feel like shouldn't be told for another 30 years.
Yes.
You know? It just feels a bit weird. A lot of her Charmed co-stars as well. Had put messages out there as well. But because we're Beverly Hills 90210 fans, we have to talk about that and that alone. Moving on to slightly happier things, we all remember the classic Christmas movie, Elf.
Oh, yeah.
And I did see that there was a couple of really good quotes from Will Ferrell about James Caan and what he thought about Will Ferrell whilst they were filming
that.
Because remember, James Caan played his father.
Yeah.
In the movie, and apparently he said that James Caan thought that he overacted during the whole thing.
I could imagine that. I honestly could imagine he would say that.
And it wasn't until he went and saw the final, you know, the edited version that he was like, "Oh no, it works. Yeah. It actually really
but
works."
Very different actors.
Oh, absolutely.
Very different. So you could imagine that I guess more theatre actor.
Yeah, that's
versus
right.
Versus Saturday Night Live.
That's right. The guy that was in The Godfather versus the one who did skits in SNL.
That perhaps their methods are not aligned.
There was another funny thing that he said, and quote, he said, "James Caan, may he rest in peace, it was such a good time working with him on that movie." He said, "He would tease me like I do bits, but I'm not like on all the time."
Yeah.
And in between setups, James would say, "I don't get you. You're not funny." And I'm like, sorry, Will Ferrell says, and I'm like, "I know, I'm not Robin Williams." And he was always like, people ask me, "Is he funny?" And I'm like, "No, he's not funny." I guess, you know, Robin Williams was such a different
completely person. It really makes you think. Perhaps that disconnect between father and son was real. Like, was it? That feels like it was a real disconnect of, here you are, this 6 foot man. I don't get you. Who are you? And you're just weird, dressed like an elf, saying you're my son.
Good acting.
Yeah. Or was
good
it?
Good casting.
Or was it?
Yeah.
Is it just natural?
Something to look forward to, particularly if you're a Zoe Kravitz or Regina King fan. They've been signed up to do a movie based on a book by Charlie Hudson. So this is called Caught Stealing. You're getting attacked, right, by Betty? She's attacking your legs?
No, she just did the slightest little tap on the top of my leg then.
Are you just playing with with your chair then?
Okay.
I don't know why.
Didn't feel any of it, but golly, stay away.
You sure got hurt, Betty.
She hasn't stopped moving.
She has had – we went to put the bins out and she came with me and then got really distracted, ran up a tree, came back down again. Didn't come back with me and I had to call her and then suddenly this black and white head popped out from bushes and then ran full bore back down the driveway. So she's had a great time.
Yeah.
This is all – so I think she's still riding the high of that. Yeah. It was like 3 minutes.
I mean,
minutes,
it's a fairly windy day. I wonder if wind affects cats like it does kids.
Yeah,
you know how
probably.
Kids go crazy in wind?
Yeah. I always feel a bit distracted.
Windblown?
Yeah, like, I don't know, it gets to me.
Unsettled.
Yes, that's a better way. I'm so unsettled I forgot to talk about this film Caught Stealing with Zoe Kravitz and Regina King. So it is about a bloke called Hank Thompson, and he's a burnt-out former baseball player, and he is unwittingly plunged into a wild fight for survival in downtown criminal underworld of 90s New York City. Now, whilst I was reading that, I thought to myself, I've already said that before, right?
Yeah.
But I don't think so. There is some other film that we heard about the cast.
Yeah. And it's the exact same plot.
But it's set in the 70s.
Yeah.
Do you remember it had two guys? Yes. Was it like Tom Hardy or someone?
Yeah, that's ringing a bell. And we said we wanted to see it.
So we wanted to see it. But this does feel different, right? But same. Mm. I don't know. I just keep your eye out for it. It's a Sony Pictures thing, so I'm assuming it will actually go to the cinemas, and then it will end up somewhere or everywhere. Just keep an eye out for it. I've had enough of this news. What about you?
Me too. Tell me what you've been watching. Mm-hmm.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, because it's been a while, right?
Yeah, get to the good stuff.
Well, I mean, the good stuff I already spoke about last week, which is basically just rewatching Beverly Hills 90210.
Look, that is gold.
And like, how apt that I decided to start watching that whilst
I know. That's exactly
the Shannon Doherty news came out. You know, it upset me because I've just been watching it. I'm like, but she's young. She's new. You know, she's only a teenager. Yeah, but what I have been watching is something that we were going through the list of things that were coming out in July, and one of them was that doco Bratz that
yes.
was on Disney. Yeah, so I watched that.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was really interesting,
I would have watched
right?
that if I didn't get addicted to
oh,
something.
Oh, yeah, and I did
oh,
tell
shame.
You. I did
I
tell
know.
You.
But
you
know.
Couldn't. You didn't.
Oh, regret.
Yeah, it was good. So it was directed by Andrew McCarthy,
yeah.
which I was like, oh, look, he's
Perfect.
Directing it. That's yeah, that's interesting.
What better a person to tell the story than
And that's exactly why he directed
man.
It, right? Because he was talking about the time when I think it was New York Times or New Yorker, I can't remember now, reporter was doing a story about Emilio Estevez and then was like, oh, he is part of this Brat Pack, which was a play on words of Rat Pack and the fact that there were all these young up-and-coming actors appearing in this new sort of genre that was really kicking off about young people and teenagers.
Yeah.
So he was like, call it the Brat Pack. And they all took it as a really derogatory
insult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there were stories that they were talking about where, you know, movies were lined up that had two or more of them in it, suddenly they started backing out of them because they wanted to step away from each other.
Oh.
So that they wouldn't
be thought of this pack that are bratty kids, young
exactly.
kids.
Exactly. Yeah. Two people were not in it, which was Molly Ringwald and Judd Nelson.
That's a shame.
I know, right?
Why not Molly Ringwald?
I feel like both of those people, I mean, this is just me guessing through after it all, they may have gotten the worst of the being called the Brat Pack.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that was what it was. But you had like Demi
Ali
Moore,
Sheedy.
Ali Sheedy, Emilio Estevez,
yep.
a few other people who were sort of either surrounding them that was like casting or managers or other actors who were a bit older who had been kind of there slightly beforehand.
Yes.
And he went to all of their places and spoke to them all separately. And a lot of them had kind of made their peace with it or else, in all honesty, had become successful after
because
that. Yeah, but continued to rise.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm talking about Demi Moore and Rob Lowe as well.
Yeah.
That they'd all kind of moved on from it. So I think maybe they were okay to talk about it.
Okay.
If you know what I mean. But I did feel like Andrew was probably – now this could have been because, I mean, it was his documentary, so this was the angle he was going with. But it did kind of feel like he was more affected by it than the others.
Mm-hmm.
But I think because he had come up with this idea, he was so in it, like he was in it, he was in the thick of it, that maybe it had stirred up the memories again and the feelings.
Okay.
Where
anger?
The Yes.
Yeah.
A little bit. Not too. Yeah, a little bit. Kind of like, that was bad, right? That was
bad.
So
do you think it's sort of, I don't want to say coming off the tails of, but it's riding that new wave of let's tell everybody how it actually was. So, you know.
I guess so.
The Harvey Weinstein, the
yeah,
behind the scenes of, what was it, Disney or Nickelodeon?
Oh, kids? Yeah, the Nickelodeon one. Yeah, sort of, but not really. Okay. This was more personal.
Okay.
It was more, I was in it. I'm going to go and talk to the other people who were in it as well, just to see how we all feel now okay. and how we felt then. It felt more personal.
Did they talk
personal.
To the reporter who came up with the name?
Yeah.
What did they say?
He kind of tried to diffuse the potency
mm-hmm.
of it, which I'm sure is what he did back then as
yeah.
well. He didn't act like he regretted it.
Well, no, I mean yeah. it's a famous term.
Yeah.
He might not have known the impact that would have had.
I think he once the interview happened he knew.
Yeah.
But I think he was trying to be honest, I think.
Okay.
He wasn't trying to backtrack and go, "Oh yeah, you're right, I'm sorry."
Mm-hmm.
I thought what he said was his true feelings.
Okay.
Yeah, so I really enjoyed it. It made me watch St. Elmo's Fire again, which was always one that wasn't one of my favourites.
No, slightly older.
Slightly older, yeah. More serious.
Yeah.
So
it's not Pretty in Pink.
It's not 16 Candles. Yeah. It's not Breakfast Club. But, you know, it was fine. It's still not one of my favourites,
yeah,
but
okay.
It was fine.
Interesting.
Yeah. What have you been watching that you've been totally obsessed with?
Okay. The one that I was totally obsessed by was The Mole season 2.
I know this because you told me to watch it, but you only gave me a day and a half to watch it, so
did
I've only
watch
watched three episodes.
Oh, so you did watch three episodes. Okay, cool. So The Mole, we know personally because it was a great TV, Australian TV
yes.
show in the 90s, would you say?
Yeah, mid to late. Maybe late.
Where
early late.
Early mid-lates. It happened on television in Australia.
Yep.
At some stage
That's right.
of the years we have been living.
Uh-huh.
Not recent.
No. However, don't get us wrong.
Don't get us wrong. We live in the past. However, there was a season one of
there
this
was.
Particular one.
Oh, this
is the American
this iteration.
One.
Yes, this is the one now, from Netflix.
It's a Netflix production. Yep. I have no clue because I've done zero research whatsoever because I didn't want any spoilers.
Mm.
But I've done none. I don't know if America had a mole back in the early, mid,
yeah.
late 90s.
Oh, sure. Surely the mole, because it was so successful here, surely the mole was bought and made
everywhere.
Locally in a lot of other countries.
Possibly. Anyway, there was a season one. It was
and we
set
watched
in Australia.
It
was good, wasn't it? It was really, really good. Season two, just as good because the premise is amazing. If you don't know, it's 12 strangers. They are all players, contestants in the game of The Mole, but one of them is The Mole. So all of the players, they're
are
all
working
competing,
together whilst competing.
Working together in inverted commas, I'm going to put, especially for season two. And one person is trying to sabotage constantly to stop money going in the pot.
And how do they get the money?
Lots of different challenges, sort of ones that you think would be really fun to participate in, you know, treasure hunts and
try and figure out the code to a safe.
Yeah, that sort of stuff. Like going, it's almost like escape room on a grand scale.
Yeah, yeah,
isn't it?
Bit of paintballing.
Yeah, it's fun. But what I will say is, this season did feel different. The past season, The Mole felt very under the radar and there were big players, but everybody, all the players seemingly was trying to put money into the pot. And so if there was sabotaging happening, it was so sort of quiet and underhanded. This season, every player in there has decided, I'm going to sabotage openly and as much as I can, because if people are voting for me, they're out, I'm in. Whereas that, I don't feel like that happened. Maybe it did, but it just wasn't publicized to the audience.
Yeah.
So it does have a different feel to it. But the best bit about the mole is it keeps you guessing the whole way. And it is the way that it's produced and the way that it's edited together, because you're like, oh, I've got it. It's this person.
I know who it is.
And you probably throughout the entire season will suspect everyone at one stage.
Yes. So what I think we spoke about this last for the first season.
Yes.
Of this Netflix version. Yes. Because reality TV has had 25, 30 years to
grow,
evolve. There are methods and that have been popular and not popular, and the type of people that go on them have changed as well. You know, now you just don't have people who, oh, I want to be in the mole. I want to be on the mole.
Because I want to do the challenges. I want to experience.
Exactly.
That experience.
Yeah. And now you've got people who are like, I'm probably an Instagram or TikTok influencer. I mean, that was what all Married at First Sight was, right?
Oh,
it was all that kind of stuff. I'm sure Big Brother, if it's still on
Love
in other
Island,
countries, all that, right? So in the first season of this newer version, I was a bit disheartened at first. I was like, these are all literally all people who look like they would be on any of the things that we've just mentioned.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
But the mole was not like that back in the late 90s.
Because we didn't have that.
We didn't have it. So they were people who were like, what? We get to play as a group for money, but someone's a mole and we've got to figure out who the mole is?
Yeah.
That sounds awesome. Now it's like the people who look like they're influencers who are like, Eddie. They're not like Eddie. He's just being an absolute menace. He's tried to walk over the laptop. He's tried to walk over the mixer. He's now, what's he doing?
I don't know, scratching something.
Is he looking at himself in the mirror?
Betty was doing that before in a shocked manner. Like she couldn't believe that there was another creature staring back at her.
And that creature
was
so beautiful.
He's now
going
to get stuck in the cupboard and he won't know how to get out. Oh, there he is.
Literally he's walking out of the room, and that is the seventh time he's done that since we've been talking about the mole. So now the people in season two and also season one, once you start watching it, you realize that, yes, they do look like reality stars. They do look like influencers, and they probably are, but they're not the type that would be on Love Island.
Yes, not at all.
They're the ones who do want to be on like sabotage-y kind of things. They're probably more like Survivor kind of contestants.
And this season two particularly, felt like it had a wider, visually, a wider group, and people who looked a bit ordinary. But then there were people who I was like, it's really bad acting. Some really bad acting.
So there's one guy in the first episode who he looks like he would fit in Jersey Shore, right? And he says at least twice, right? Which means he probably said it more. He's like, but I'm the dumb guy. And I'm like, I know what you're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm only three episodes in, but he made a couple of interesting choices.
Yeah. He made a very interesting choice with a partnership.
Which I've never seen in the mole.
I've never seen. No, that really blew me. And I thought, what are they doing? My immediate thought was, oh, well, neither of them at the mole, are they? Because.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would the producers allow them? They'd be like, no, because what if you two start talking and end up working together? And one of you walks away with all the money and the other one walks away with the paycheck of the mole.
They game the game. Oh, yeah. So I thought so far that it's quite exciting, and it's just one of those shows that sucks you in, and obviously it sucked you in. So you've watched the whole thing?
I've watched the whole thing and I'm desperate to talk to you about it.
You can't yet.
I will say one thing, and I'm not going to give away who wins or who the mole is, but they rolled – the last episode, so the last challenge, the reveal of the mole and the winner, and like a semi-reunion type thing, all into one. And I felt like they did the reunion bit way too fast. It was almost as though the editor was like, I'm so sick of this show. I need to move on to my next project. This is taking too long. I'm going to do this really fast. Because what they did was the mole spoke to like even their phone, like taking videos of themselves saying how they sabotage each mission each time. And I thought, that's not enough. You actually needed.
That's the bit you want.
You want that bit, and you actually want it to be a little bit more secretive than just like, oh, yeah, I press the red button, not the green button. That's not a challenge. I just made that up. But you wanted a little bit more of that, because I remember even season one, but definitely back in the day, they had clues where they were like, in the theme song, when we said the mole, the mole words came up on that person's face and that was the mole.
That's, or they were like, right.
You know, the clue was the yellow picture frame and the mole was wearing yellow t-shirt that day. There was that sort of stuff where it was like, oh, guys, you missed this clue. And that's what I wanted. I wanted the players to be saying, oh, I saw you do that. Or I wanted those reactions and they just fell short on that final piece. Because at the end you're kind of like, I don't really care who won.
Yeah, right.
I don't really care who the mole is. I want to see what they did.
I want to know what happened. Yeah. I want to know behind the scenes stuff. And that feels like it's opposite of what happens in a reality show where they like to draw things out.
Yeah.
But I guess, you know, if you're on a streaming service, it doesn't really matter how long they keep you for, does it?
Well, that's why I thought it was funny to sort of just give that sum up reveal 5-10 minutes at the end. I thought, your streaming service, you could have just given us a behind-the-scenes episode.
Yeah,
like, where are you briefing them all? Where are you giving them?
Yeah, how much are you telling them what to do and how much?
Do they know what the challenge is before they go into it? So they know to go, oh, I'll be team captain this time.
Yeah, right. So they don't tell you any of that. That's pull your socks up, Netflix producers, and track yourself down a proper mole hole.
Yeah, get a better mole next year.
Okay. You weren't impressed?
Not overly.
Okay.
Not overly.
I still remember the one from the first season, which I'm not going to say, but I still remember that one. Was good. It was good.
It was good.
That person was good.
And I liked the winner in that one.
Yeah. I thought the winner might have been the mole.
Yeah, it was one or the other. Yeah.
I want to do this quiz. This quiz is about Shannon Doherty, okay?
Okay.
Lots of different things, not just synopsis of the stuff she's been in, lots of different things. See how you go.
I feel like I peak at Beverly Hills 90210.
Correct. How old was she when she first started 90210?
19.
Yes.
Oh.
Now, when you were saying, oh, I think her and Brian Austin Green were really good friends.
They were the younger ones.
Along with Tori Spelling, they were all, I think, the same age.
Well, yeah. I mean, some of them were 45.
Oh, especially that. There's one guy, it must be season one because I saw him in the first episode, first or second episode, and he has got like long mullety hair.
Yeah.
And he wears like shirts that are open and he's got the hairiest chest. Like, you know, Jennifer Saunders pretending to be Liam Neeson kind of thing. Oh, it's just.
There's still a scene, a corridor in the school scene that I remember. Years and years ago we were watching and you were like, watch the guy in the green t-shirt and the backpack.
Oh, yeah, he's there all the time.
Yeah, and he just like circles back around and every time I see it, I find him now. Like, oh, there he is again. I wonder whatever his name is.
I wonder how many episodes he does that for. Probably a lot.
He was so busy.
Yeah, he's a busy
boy. Would have been exhausted after a day of takes.
He's getting his money. Yeah, they're getting his money. No, they are getting their money's worth having him.
And he got his steps up.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Before he actually had a Fitbit. Damn it. How many husbands did she have?
Three.
Yeah.
Good guess.
So she had Ashley Hamilton that I forgot about. That was the one I remember. And then I don't remember the other. Rick Salomon for 1 year. Ashley was 1 year. And then Kurt Isawarenko. Was her husband from 2011 until now.
Which I haven't heard great things about.
Really?
Apparently, she's been wanting a divorce years now. And he's been stringing her along, and she actually accused him of waiting for her to die.
Ugh.
So I don't like him.
All right. That's fair enough. How many seasons was she in Charmed for?
Four.
Three.
I was going to say three.
I was going to say two. I was like, oh, yeah, I'll look it up, but I know it's two. It was three.
Rose McGowan replaced her. Is that right?
She was like.
Rose McGowan?
She like a forgotten sister or something? Or was she a cousin?
I don't know. Oops, there's our sister. Forgot about her.
I forgot about
She's
you.
She's so quiet.
Yeah, I know. What was her character's name in the movie Heathers?
Heather.
Yep. I was going to try and like confuse you. She was Heather Duke, if you want the specifics. Who directed Mallrats?
Lord of the Rings.
No, not Lord of the Rings. But he looks very similar. I think you think it's the same person actually now.
I do think it's the same person actually.
Do you want initials?
It's the short guy with the beard and the backwards hat. And he is
K-S.
Kevin.
Space. Not space. Common name.
Kevin Smith.
Yep.
I 100% I do think they're the same person.
Okay. It's not Peter Jackson.
Yeah, I know. I was going to call
him.
He's a Kiwi. That doesn't matter to me. They are the same person and they're very talented.
They're so busy too. They do so many movies.
And he stars in them as well his tall friend.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jay and Silent Bob are the characters.
Bob, that's it. Oh, God, I'm terrible.
This is the last one, by the way. How do you spell her first name?
Shannon.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this is a trick question. S-H-A-N-N-O-N-A-N-E-N. Shannon.
Do you know why I put that one in there?
Because it's not the right way of spelling.
I typed Shannon Doherty into IMDb and it was some other woman. I was like, what?
What?
And it was Ian.
What a poor woman living in her...
Shadow. Her search...
She's shadowed by an E.
Yeah, exactly. Shannon Doherty. Or if she had her own community centre in the North Shore of Sydney, what would her last name be?
Doherty.
Yep. Same spelling, right?
Yeah. Did you only give me one question about 90210?
Two. One. I don't know. I don't remember. Oh. Was it only one?
I think so.
Do you want me to ask you another one?
What if I get it wrong?
Who did she either get married to or was engaged to when she was at uni? What actor? I mean, what actor played?
Was it Clark Kent?
Yes.
Dean Cain?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
good.
Think of another one. When she decided to leave, who was her replacement?
Oh, yeah. Amber Thiessen from Saved by the Bell.
Yes, it's all right.
Yeah.
What year?
Oh, I don't like your questions.
Would it have been, this is me just flying off to, when they were in senior, like year 12, whatever they call it in America. Senior year, right? What year would it have been?
99.
Really?
I don't know. I don't know when
you
it started.
You think that? No, it started in 1990.
Oh.
It would be 93. That's what I reckon.
Oh.
They got the weird years.
Yeah.
So they would have been in year 9.
So they were, I don't know.
Or 10. They might have been in year 10.
Wait, because they've got middle school?
Okay.
Elementary.
I only know this because of Degrassi Junior High, which I do realise is a different country.
But that's what we're working off. That's our knowledge base.
And there's no other way of finding out. So you've got Degrassi Elementary. I don't know what it's called.
Degrassi Street.
Yeah, kids at Degrassi Street. And then they go into Degrassi Junior High.
Junior High.
And then they go into Degrassi High. So West Beverly High Street Mall must have been year 10.
Year 10?
Because they were driving. No, it must have started in year 9 because Brian Austin Green and his weird friend who wasn't a very good
actor.
They
went there.
They were not driving. They were the year below and they were freshmen. So maybe it's year 9, 10, 11, 12.
So 4 years.
Which means 3 years for those main people.
So junior high would be what? Years 6, 7, 8 maybe?
I guess.
So they have to keep changing schools?
Yeah. Why? What is the point, you're asking?
Yeah.
That is another thing that we will never find out.
Nah. Maybe so, that's why their high schools have like 2,000 people in them because.
Oh, so you think there's like 45 elementary schools mm-hmm. and then there's 35 junior schools and then there's.
15.
Yeah. High schools. So there's just like one high school to rule them all. Oh, that's your Kevin Smith, Peter Jackson link. All right, we can't go further on then. Stephanie, on that note, thank you very much.
Da-na-na-na, da-na-na-na.